gentlemen, tonight, live from New York, the Ed Sullivan Show.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! That's-
To a generation, this is an iconic sound, a defining moment. Although they're accustomed to hearing only the final few words there, the introduction of the Beatles, this is the moment. Ed Sullivan brings the Beatles onto his TV show, Live from New York, February 9th, 1964. To a generation younger than those, this is history, TV and music history. To yet a younger generation, this is just something from long ago. Still, some in that generation are watching a brand new documentary series they have to pay for, in many cases I'm hearing, with parents from one of those older generations. Peter Jackson brings new light to some of the stories of the Beatles. While those stories find new audiences, prompting revisiting of some of these very bright moments, such as the historic appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, they remain the darkest moments. And those played out on the radio. I'm Paul Cross. This is Crosstalk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 6, Episode 5. The story behind this episode is also history. It happened more than 40 years ago. So for many students of radio, broadcasting, and media studies today, this is not just long ago. It's something from the time when their parents were children. For the older generation who remembers the Beatles on The Ed Sullivan Show, it's a terrible moment in their life. The murder of John Lennon, December 8th, 1980, in New York City.
New York police say Lennon has been rushed to Roosevelt Hospital. We do not know his condition or the details of the shooting. New York police, they do have a suspect in custody and refer to him as a local screwball, no apparent motive. Again, John Lennon, the former Beatle, has been shot twice in the back, is now in a New York City hospital. There is no report yet on his condition. This has been a bulletin from ABC News. We now resume our regularly scheduled program.
This is part of a national radio newsroom bulletin from ABC News in New York. We are hearing it as it was broadcast over a local New York rock station on FM, WPLJ. We need to understand how very, very rare it would be to have a progressive FM rock station air a news bulletin from a corporate radio news organization. So rare, and the content so extreme, that someone with a tape recorder connected to their radio, maybe a portable stereo, maybe a cassette deck or reel-to-reel connected to their receiver, starts recording what they are hearing on the radio. That's what we are hearing now. We can call this an air check, I suppose, a recording of what is actually happening on the radio. What is not unusual is that a giant news organization like ABC Radio News would very, very quickly start covering the story and sending it out as bulletins to stations who buy its news content. At WPLJ-FM in New York, this is earth-shattering. It's not just that former Beatle John Lennon has been shot. It's a local story. It happens in front of Lennon's home in New York. On FM rock radio in New York, Toronto, Los Angeles, the music announcers on air live Sunday night, December 8th, 1980, turn on their microphones and start to tell the story. Not long after that national bulletin from ABC, the jock on WPLJ, Mark Goodman, comes on air and sets up to a member of the station's news staff, Bob Capers.
As we all sort of bide our time and wait for a new news about John Lennon, the word is out that he has in fact been shot. Bob Capers, what further word have we?
Well, police say a man tentatively identified as former Beatle John Lennon was shot and wounded on Central Park West tonight around 11 o'clock. He was rushed immediately in a police car to a Roosevelt Hospital. That's where he now is. We don't know what his present condition is, but we were told that Mr. Lennon was shot in the back at least twice. Now, an officer at the 20th Precinct says the shooting occurred outside the Dakota. That's the historic luxury apartment house where Lennon lives with his wife, Yoko Ono, and family. Police say they have a suspect. They have a suspect, and they describe him as someone with a history of mental problems. No apparent motive for this shooting as yet. WPLJ's Gus Engelman is en route to the scene, and we should have an updated report shortly.
Radio news reporters for AM and FM stations, national news organizations, TV, local and network crews, newspaper reporters and photographers are all rushing to the scene of the shooting now, and it is still not clear how seriously Lennon is wounded. Listen, here's Ian Hunter of ABC Radio News. He gets to the scene quickly and indicates in this voicer from the scene he's been able to speak to a police officer who had direct contact with John Lennon.
New York City police were at the scene in a matter of minutes. They say the gunman didn't run. He was stoic, as one policeman described him, after being taken into arrest. Lennon is said to have given the man his autograph earlier in the day. Lennon staggered into his apartment building after the shooting. Policeman James Moran, who was in the car that rushed Lennon to the hospital, told me Lennon was shot point blank. His shirt was red with blood. He was at best semi-conscious during the trip. Paramedics were waiting at the hospital door. Ian Hunter, ABC News, New York.
At FM rock stations around the world, the jocks start playing John Lennon's music. They pass on every bit of information they can. Nothing else matters right now. And then, on Chum FM in Toronto, and CFNY, and Q107, those jocks have to turn on the mic again with the worst news of all. Here's how it sounds when Vin Scalzo comes on air again on another FM radio rock station in New York, WNEW-FM.
This is WNEW-FM in New York. I have the extremely sad task of informing you that John Lennon died tonight. He was shot and fatally wounded in front of his home at the Dakota. This report has now been confirmed by all of the other wire services, and this is a New York City police report. At a loss for words. I think for the first time in my career on the radio, I don't have anything to say.
Over the following minutes, hours, days, announcers on FM rock stations find the words. They must. Listeners listen and mourn. Radio mourns with them. This is the bond between the listener and their favorite station, their favorite jocks, the newscasters they trust. If you're studying media today, ask someone from that older generation how they remember radio telling them about the murder of John Lennon. It was difficult, emotional, painful for listeners and for those dedicated announcers on the radio. But we find the words and we say what needs to be said. That's radio. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting, and radio.